Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Welcome to Over the Back Fence, everybody, on this Friday. It is September 2nd, 2022. September is upon us once again. And already the clouds are rolling in.
Yeah.
Rain is starting. No, I'm just kidding.
Come on, Mother Nature.
I love September. It's a great month.
Do you remember?
So, I got to tell you something really quick. I'm sorry. We're off the rails already. But I got to tell you that you did that this morning when the September thing, when I was listening to the playback, because I'm doing the podcast, making sure the podcasts go on online so people can listen to the morning show. We divided it up by hour. Mm-hmm. And the one when you opened with Terry today, you were talking about all the stuff about September that you like. And so that's what I named the title of the hour one was, Do You Remember? ...
Nicely done.
So I don't know if anyone's going to get that reference.
Oh, but I think they will.
Anyway, but that's not this show. This show is Over the Back Fence, the show where you call if you're looking to buy or sell, talk about events coming up and everything. But, of course, big news. We've been talking about it this whole week, everyone. This is it for the weekday version of Over the Back Fence. This is going to wrap up the run on weekdays. It's not going away.
No.
Want to remind everyone, it is not going away. We are going to be moving it to the weekends, 11 o'clock on Saturdays, right before the polka show.
If you didn't hear us this morning, a little bit of breaking news. We were able to confirm that overnight, that is going to take the slot starting next Saturday. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday.
On the 10th, that's correct.
It's and it works out perfectly. It's something that Seth and I talked a lot about behind the scenes of where to put it. And we love the idea of it segueing right into the Sunshine Polka Show, which goes right into Native Roots. Mm-hmm. Two really great shows, and really with the Sunshine Polka Show, a staple of the weekends.
It is. And because if you think back and remember, of course, we did it on Saturday for many years. It was earlier in the day. But again, that just goes back to Over the Back Fence has been many things over the years.
Yeah.
It has moved around. It has morphed. It has changed. Mm-hmm. The hours have gone up and down and all that kind of stuff. I wanted to say a little thing here now that we have new owners and everything.
Yeah.
When I did want to mention something, a little behind the curtain look here for everybody. Our previous owner actually wanted to kill the show.
Yeah.
He wanted to get rid of it completely. He did not want it on the airwaves anymore.
Yeah, I don't think it's even lost on the audience, because I think that there's some relatability from where he was coming from and where the audience is coming from. I think there's a similarity there. With the old owners now, which is so weird to say, because it wasn't even a year ago, but they wanted to go in a very different direction. Obviously, simulcast us, putting us on FM and AM, which expands not only our audience, but what our audience expects out of us. AM radio, FM and radio, two very different animals. And with that, it was something that one of the earlier conversations we had was this show and the relevancy on AM as opposed to FM. And while there are two trains of thought here, the idea of getting rid of the show was really kind of one of the first things they wanted to do. I fought tooth and nail to hang on to this show. I think it still has a place. I think it still matters in 2022. I think it can still be useful in 2022. And I know that I'm not alone in that. So we, you know, after much back and forth, we get down to the idea of, okay, well, we can sell, but we can hang on to the show if we turn it into a half an hour show.
Right.
And that's where it was for, a good amount of time there for a bit.
About 8 months or so,
The compromise was we do that, and then we come up with the Rock History and the Fab Four show.
Mm-hmm.
So so that we can keep Over the Back Fence and still appeal, you know, appeal to a wider audience, as well as taking care of our owners and what they want. Mm-hmm. Now that changes. And with now this new ownership, it kind of flips us back to the old boss, same as the new boss kind of thing, where what WFHR was really doing for 80 plus years, being talk radio, that being our main format. Mm-hmm. Well, Over the Back Fence is a call-in show. It's a talk show. So we kind of figure, okay, hey, it has another chance to have another life here. With the new owners, it's a more of a collaboration than it is subtraction, and wanting to divide more than subtract. Mm-hmm. And it's, okay, they don't come to us and say, we're killing this show, we're getting rid of it. They say, what can we do with this hour? How can we move this? Because we have this great show and this great young lady and this wonderful talent and Kristen Bailey, and her show is expanding to an extra hour. How do we make this work? We don't want to kill Over the Back Fence, but we got to, you know, Kristen's show starts at 11, mm-hmm. and new ownership, you're going to have to adapt.
Yep.
And that comes into where we are now, where mm-hmm. Over the Back Fence, this is the last day it'll be on during the week. But it's not the last day of the show.
No.
The show, moving to Saturdays, gives it an opportunity that a lot of shows don't get. Usually, mm-hmm. it's just killed. It's just done.
It's gone.
And then you move on.
And they don't even tell you. It's just not there anymore.
That's the other part of this that I hope is not lost on the audience.
Yes.
You don't get this with most stations.
No, you don't.
You don't get this with most companies. Civic, WFHR, we do that here. We want you guys to know, because we are a community radio station. Mm-hmm. We feel you have a right to know, to a certain degree, of what's going on behind the scenes, because this is your station as much as it is ours. We don't have a station. We're not here without the community. We talk endlessly about this community for a reason, because we back this community because it backs us. You guys, your businesses out there, you individuals that come in and hang out and interact with our shows, we love and appreciate every single one of you. Mm-hmm. When it comes to change, we know how you feel about that. Trust me, nobody knows better than I do how you don't feel about change.
That's right.
James@WFHR.com. and I appreciate that. But we also know, and I think everybody can be pretty honest with themselves about this, when do you usually leave comments? When you feel negative about something. Mm-hmm. When you feel good about something, you rarely do you take the time to reach out and say, hey, good work here, or hey, I like what you're doing there. You just kind of take it for granted. Mm-hmm. And we all do this. I'm not pointing any fingers. I do it too.
Oh, yes.
We all do. Yep. But we know with the negative feedback comes questions, comes concerns. And one of the things that I want to thank the audience for is not just that, like feedback in general, but when it comes to that negative stuff, the 99% of what we hear is more question, more mm-hmm. more interest, more concern, not so much just a dog barking and whining.
Yes.
I appreciate that out of the audience, especially with the last year and a half that the audience has been through. Yeah. One of the things that I was talking to a listener, and they were telling me, we were talking about the changes in the last year, and you know, she says to me, "Boy, I know that I've had a tough time keeping up with the schedule. I can't imagine what it's been like for you guys." And because it has been, it's been a headspin for every single person in this building. Mm-hmm. But I'm proud of our staff. I'm proud of our listeners. Everybody has adapted. And I genuinely mean this in every bit of my soul. I really feel like where we are now with this new ownership, if you love WFHR, you got to feel really good about tomorrow. You got to feel really good about 2023, 2024 going forward, because that's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. I want everybody in this building to keep their job and be doing it for another 20 years.
Right.
But if we do our job right, it's not just about us. It's about the next Seth, the next James, the next mm-hmm. Pam, the next Steph, being able to come in here and keep WFHR alive another 80 years.
Yes. That is the big goal. I know. I think we all share that. That it's all about, how do we keep WFHR where it is? We want to keep it here in the community. We want to keep it as live as much as we can. So I'm turning on that just a little bit. If you think now that that I'm no longer going to be on the air from 11 to 12 weekdays, you think you're in luck? Tough. No. You'll still be hearing me on these airwaves. Of course, I'll be joining James for the morning show. Yep. Maybe doing a little bit more of that now.
Yes.
We'll be seeing that. I do have to say that as our new ownership has come, my workload has every week has increased. So it's like, whoa, actually, I could use that hour because I got lots to do. That's fine, too. But also, if you like hearing James and myself together, we are working on not one. We got a couple of shows, actually, that we're thinking about working on right now. So stay tuned for all that. Something we've been kind of – in the works, and I don't say in the works, but like on the edge of our thing for many for a very long time.
Yeah.
That we've thought about doing, and maybe we finally get the chance to do this.
I want to say it was like one of our first conversations, like backstage at Baskerville talking about it, and we're finally here at a place to where we can do it.
When James found out I'm a big radio fan, I mean that's when it started. It was like, oh really? Okay.
I found a kin. That one of the other things that I just wanted to get to is I don't think I have to really necessarily like preach this. I'm more like it's more like just repeating what I'm hearing from the audience out there and what they have said to other people. We appreciate taking a step back and appreciating what we have and not just focusing on what we lose or what might be changing. It's something that we're very lucky to be able to do here at this station. This is not how this normally goes. The MO is the same all across the country. Mom and pop radio stations, smaller rural radio stations are losing their voice and they're getting taken away more and more. Civic comes in and there's change that comes with that and some big changes for some things. But with that, there's also collaboration and a new life being brought into it. And it's not very often that an 80-year-old station gets to evolve and grow and become even more of what it was always meant to be and even more empowered in that. And with all of these things going on, just give it some time. Give it a chance with all of these things.
Yeah.
And don't think for a second that the people, the higher ups in civic media, don't hear you, because they do, and they're very aware of what they're very, very good at what they do. Incredibly good at what they do. Sage and Mike are a tandem that are perfect in
quite
this
a
industry.
Team, yeah.
And needed in this industry, quite honestly. They are not only good at what they do, they want to work with us. So they're aware that, hey, taking a show like Over the Back Fence and moving it, that's a big shift for the audience. So they want to do everything they can to like, well, how can we get that extra hour of original content out of the WFHR studio back? And that's where what Seth was talking about other shows, that's where it comes in. So we're not losing an hour of original content. Where it'll just be in a different way, in a different format, or a different hour.
Different time slots.
That kind of thing is really unique and fun to be able to be a part of. And we want you to be a part of this ride with us. So keep it up. Keep spreading the word about our shows. Keep spreading the word. Keep hitting us up with your feedback. James@WFHR.com. I do ask that you, with your feedback, when you have feedback, send it to me. I can get it to the people. If you really want to be heard, if you really are taking the time to send that email or that message or whatever, and you have a point to be made, sending it to me can get it to the people that are actually going to hear it.
Right.
Sending it to Pam is just going to waste her time and bother somebody who has got enough on her plate. So again, James@WFHR.com. Hit me up. I look forward to hearing from you guys, because you guys are helping us with all of these things. When the idea of moving Over the Back Fence to Saturday and not just getting completely rid of it really stems from you guys and knowing that you guys want the show. So just as an example, we hear you. Your voice is heard. We want you to keep listening, too, along with
that's the other thing, right?
Using all your senses.
That's right.
I don't know that we really have gotten around to whole radio smell thing yet. Working on that.
Do we really want that?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think that.
The more, as soon as I said it out loud, the more I'm like, no, that is the one sense we don't want.
No, or touching it. No, let's avoid all of that stuff. I want to say a couple more things about Over the Back Fence. Even though it's moving, I do want to let everyone know that the format will be the same. Please continue to send in your items for the mailbag. We will collect those throughout the week. We will have a nice big folder for the host, whoever that may be at the time, to go over that stuff. Your call is 424-2600. That is the number to call and to get on right now, or to get on when we move the show. That's not going to change at all. I also want to let people know, since we do go over a lot of events that are happening in the community through Over the Back Fence, because we don't have that as a daily show for that, we are going to start inserting event clips and stuff. So we're going to continue to let you know what's going on in the community throughout the day, not just at 11 to 12, but throughout the day. We'll begin telling you all about festivals coming up, any kind of great nonprofit meals, whatever. what's coming up, we will let you know.
With that, with the morning show, I'm going to put a little bit more focus on local stuff. Mm-hmm. We certainly have always tried to do that over the years, but because of the having Over the Back Fence, we haven't had to necessarily focus as fine-tuned into certain things.
Right.
I want to take segments and be able to do that a little bit more. You know, we have guests like wonderful Bill Heck joining us with a monthly veterans update, things mm-hmm. like that. That will continue. It'll just be kind of moved to the morning show
yep.
or wherever, you know, whatever comes up.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be a different show. Maybe he'll still join us on a Saturday Over the Back Fence. We'll see.
We don't know.
But the important thing to remember is we're not losing these things. They just might be shifted, might be moved. But they're not going anywhere. They're going to stay here. And we've got a lot of other great things coming up. Labor Day is going to be a fun day. We've got a lot of great lineup for that.
Yep.
Got more high school sports we're going to be able to cover in the
yes.
future. Yeah, more sports, just in general.
Just
sports,
in general.
Sports, like, it's great stuff.
Well, I have James here. I'm going to let him go here in just a second. But I did want to quick touch on my show, Seth Faces the Music, for Sunday. Because, and I don't know if I remember, I don't remember if I told you this, James, but I realized recently Seth Faces the Music has gone on for a year now.
Yep.
It was the year of anniversary. So I am going to do for my show this week, I'm going to go back to the past. The very first show I did was Girls' Names A to Z. Mm. It's going to be Volume 2 this week.
All right.
Girls' Names nice. A to Z, Volume 2. Right, I found a lot of great tunes for it. It's going to be a lot of fun. So tune in 6 to 8 on Sunday. For Seth Faces the Music, and I hope you enjoy it. I'm still, it's been a year. It's still a show I have a ball doing. It's still a dream come true. I love doing that show.
I had the anniversary on my calendar, and I was going to try to embarrass you on the air with it a little bit. But I was curious. Because I know that's a show that, like we were talking about with our show idea,
mm-hmm.
that's one for you that has been around for a long time that you wanted to do that show. You still
yes.
got the same energy
for it.
It's
still there.
Right
the fire in the belly is still there for that show. I love it to death. And I want to keep doing this for as long as I possibly can. So thanks for listening, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I do appreciate it. Mr. Mayloff, thank you very much for joining me today.
Enjoy the show, brother. Enjoy everybody. Keep Seth busy for this next half an
yes.
hour. And we'll talk to you. Enjoy your Labor Day as well. I wanted to make sure to
yes.
everybody, enjoy your Labor Day. Take some time to yourself, to you. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your friends, your family. Relax. Have some fun.
Yes.
We will see you we'll talk with you soon on Tuesday. Sooner than later on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So enjoy your Labor Day, everybody.
All right. Thank you very much, James. Just a reminder, yes, the offices will be closed here on Monday for Labor Day. So our normal Monday morning shows that are live shows will not be, we'll be doing some rebroadcasting, including, I know I was talking to Chuck about that, possibility of more Seth Faces the Music. So always good for me. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we'll take your phone calls, 424-2600. We'll also go through our calendar of events and our news and notes, mailbag items, all that coming up here on WFHR, locally grown radio. Thank you for the update, Jennifer. You're listening to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, locally grown radio. Thanks for joining me today on this final weekday episode, I guess you'd call it, of Over the Back Fence. Call up 424-2600 if you're looking to buy or sell items, if you want to talk about events happening in the area, anything else. That's what this show is all about. All right, let's get into our mailbag here as I wait for your calls, 424-2600. We have for sale 200 issues of Model Railroader and Railroad Modeling magazines from the late 60s through the late 70s. It's loaded with awesome vintage railroad pictures, stories, and ideas for model railroading. You can get the whole lot of them for $20. 715-340-5364. That's 340-5364. 200 issues of Model Railroader and Railroad Modeling magazines. All right, let's go ahead and grab our first call of the day here. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Good morning. I've got a yard machine riding lawnmower for sale, 38-inch, got 12.5-horse engine, runs good. And I'd like $200 for that, our best offer. And also I've got a Hamilton Beach 18-quart Nesco roaster, and I'd like $20 for that. And they can give me a call at 715-781-5855.
781-5855.
Yes, thank you.
All right, thank you for the call. Have a great weekend. Have a great Labor Day, for that matter. Got a mower for sale and a roaster for sale, a Nesco roaster. 781-5855 is the number to call. Let's go ahead and grab another phone call right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes, good morning. I have a 9.5-horse Evinrude boat motor for sale for $100. It does need some work. Okay, my number is
715-387-3183.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too. Appreciate it. Have a great holiday. Boat motor for sale there. If you're interested, 387-3183, the number to call. Oh, got to finish up with the mailbag here. I almost went right to news and notes. What am I doing? My goodness. Just a reminder that I said it before the break, but the offices here at WFHR will be closed this coming Monday for Labor Day. We have alternate programming going on, and I just got the word that we do have the schedule set for Monday. No Seth Face the Music. Just want to make sure that's clear that Seth Face the Music will be at its normal time, 6 to 8 on Sunday, but it will not be on Monday for the holiday. Just want to make sure I get that out there so there is no confusion. All right, let's grab one more phone call here. Good morning. You're on you're on Over the Back Fence.
Yes, I'm one that never wanted to give up Saturdays because that's kind of a day that a lot of people need to get a chance that work 9 to 5. You know,
mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of glad that you got Saturdays. But next spring, I would like to see you bring back one day of the week. Thursdays during the rummage garage sale season.
Oh, okay.
For people that can announce their...
Your contact information, that phone number is very important, of course, so people can get a hold of you. Also, a good description of the item or items you're trying to sell, or if you're looking for items that way as well, is very helpful as we read them over the air here. So give us that good description. It's very helpful. All right. Let's grab another phone call. Good morning. You're on the show. Hello? Hello? We lost him. 424-2600 is the number. Call back. Let's get into some news and notes and calendar of events here. One last time, everybody. Wood County beaches will remain open through Labor Day weekend and will close for the season on Tuesday, September 6th, the day after Labor Day. They hope everyone's enjoyed the beaches this year, and they hope to see you again next year. All other park areas, including campgrounds, shelters, boat landings, disc golf courses, and walk trails remain open through October 31st, so for some fall fun outdoors. Fall is a beautiful time to enjoy the great outdoors. For more information on fall camping reservations and shelter rentals, check out their new reservation system. It's at parksreservations.woodcountywi.gov/parks. Also, you can go to their Facebook page, their Instagram page, go to their website, co.wood.wi.us/department/parks. For more information, if you have any questions you'd like to directly ask to them, call them at 715-421-8422. Street closures happening right now throughout Wisconsin Rapids. Lane closure will occur on the northbound lanes of 8th Street South between Sweat Avenue and Huntington Avenue due to utility service repair there. It's expected to be closed about 1 week. Northbound traffic on 8th Street South will be shifted to the inside southbound lane near Sweat Avenue and be shifted back to the northbound lanes near Huntington Avenue. We'll pause from that real quick to take another phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I have for sale a 44-inch Swisher brush hog. It's got like its own engine, a 12.5-horse engine. It's designed for pulling behind a four-wheeler or a small tractor for keeping your trails clean or open. I guess, according to the owner's manual, I never cut anything that big. It'll take a piece of sapling, inch and a half diameter. Anyways, if anybody's interested, it's excellent condition, $1,500, and the phone number is 715-424-1058, and we also used it for cutting our food plots on the land, on the hunting land, so it's a nice rig.
All right. Thank you. 424-1058.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Got a brush hog for sale. If you're interested in that, 424-1058, the number to call. We have a single lane closure occurring on the westbound and eastbound lanes of East Riverview Expressway, approximately 700 feet east and west of Lincoln Street. Those single lane closures will occur on that until about September 16th. So we got a couple of weeks on that one for some work they're doing there. We have 9th Avenue North between West Grand and McKinley. That's been closed, and they'll be working on that one through October 7th. And then Fremont Street has also been closed, and work will continue for the next couple of months through October 31st there between 7th and 10th Avenues North. The big project down on West Grand Avenue will be continuing. They will be wrapping up between West Jackson Street, between Jackson Street Bridge and 4th Avenue South. That's set to open today. Today, hopefully they'll be done with that. That's great. Of course, this weather is not cooperating. But hopefully they can do that soon. The next phase will begin starting today as well. So they're going to shift over to do the next phase, which is West Grand between West Riverview Expressway and 6th Avenue North. And that will be closed for stage two until November 4th. That's the time period for that one. So they're going to be wrapping up the stage one, going to stage two for the big project over there. One last reminder, everyone. The Wisconsin Rapids Municipal Zoo is open all weekend long, including Labor Day, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. It is a free zoo. Go check it out before they wrap up their season. 1921 Gaynor Avenue in Rapids on the west side, just down the road from us here at the roundabout. They have a petting zoo, of course. They've got Helen's House. They've got an open shelter, outdoor grill, restrooms, play equipment. Great way to spend an afternoon this weekend. Hopefully the weather will cooperate. The petting zoo is closed between 1 and 2 p.m. Let's say a big thank you to all the people who work over at the zoo in Rapids here. It's a great little zoo, and we're very lucky, and we're very happy to have it here. Time for another phone call. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Good morning. I have fresh farm eggs for sale, $2.50 a dozen, brown and white eggs. And I also have containers with 18 eggs. Mm-hmm. And I'm asking $3.75 for those, brown and white ones.
Okay. And how could they contact you?
457-6547.
457-6547. All right. Thank you so much for the call. Got some eggs for sale if you're interested, both in dozen and 18 containers. If you're interested in those, 457-6547. Want to continue on here with more of our news and notes and calendar of events. But before we do that, let's grab another phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes, good morning. I have some older firewood for sale. I have three phase cords left, and I'm asking $55 per phase cord. If somebody would want to take it all, I'd let it go for $50 per phase cord. Call me 715-323-6766. Thank you.
Thank you. 323-6766, the number to call there. If you would like some firewood, he's got it by the cord. So if however much you want, he may give you a deal if you get the whole lot. So check that out. Want to talk about some blood donation stuff going on. Of course, we like to remind everyone of that. It's so important. We do want to keep everyone reminded. Happening this weekend, today and tomorrow, at the Stevens Point Blood Donation Center at 3201 C Main Street, 8:30 to 2:45 both days. If you're in that area and you're interested in giving blood this weekend, now's a great time to do it. They're looking to make sure there is no blood shortage. We have another couple coming up here this coming week as well. We'll let you know about that in just a minute. But let's take a break right now, everybody. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on the air here. Thanks for all the calls so far. I've been enjoying it very much today, everybody. We'll continue with our calendar of events. Coming up here after the break on WFHR, we are locally grown radio. Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, everyone. Hope you're having a great Friday out there in spite of the weather. I know we need rain, too, so I shouldn't complain too much. And it's cooling things off a little bit, too. Man, I just, I'm just a ball of complaining. Anyway, thanks for joining me today, everyone. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on over the back fence for this Friday. Just one more reminder, everyone. This is the final weekday episode of Over the Back Fence. We are moving it to Saturdays. The first one of those will be 11 to 12, Saturday, September 10th. So stay tuned for that. Continue to get us your items for the mailbag. We will collect them throughout the week and then broadcast it. 424-2600 is the number, same number to call. Call us on Saturdays from 11 to 12 for your items you want to sell or buy. However you want to do it, that's what's going to be happening. We'll also be broadcasting throughout the day several of events that are coming up. We want to keep everyone informed about those as well. So we're trying to keep everything as close to the same as we possibly can. So join us. It's going to be a lot of fun. Continuing on here, a couple of events this weekend that I want to let everybody know about. In Rome this weekend from 10 to 2, it's an outdoor gear swap meet at the Rome Town Hall Community Room. They're looking for outdoor gear you no longer need. That's, we're talking tents, bikes, skis, canoes and kayaks, camping gear, boats, fishing gear, and more. They ask, please, no firearms and no junk. It must be usable. That's happening on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. outdoor gear swap meet at the Rome Town Hall Community Room. Go check it out. Got some great music happening this weekend up in Stevens Point at the Fifner Bandshell on Crosby Avenue. It's the Riverfront Jazz Festival on Saturday and Sunday. It's a free family event that will showcase fantastic musicians from around the nation, all performing for your entertainment. Come join them and experience world-class music and live performances at the Riverfront in Stevens Point. It is free. There will also be food available for purchase. It's going from 3 to 8:30 both Saturday and Sunday. I looked at the schedule. Fantastic acts coming to Stevens Point. Go check it out. If you're a big jazz fan, I can't recommend it enough. If you're new to jazz, I would recommend going to a live. I always go to live first. For me, that's always the best way to get to know new kinds of music. Go check it out because you'll enjoy it. I can almost guarantee that. You will enjoy it. Also this weekend, the final Shermalot show of the season, happening on Saturday at 6:30. The show is at the Lake Arrowhead Dam. That is where they usually perform. So go check that out if you have not yet this summer. Don't want to miss out on one of the coolest things that we have in the area here, the water skiers that we have. We do recommend you check it out this weekend. Looking ahead to next week, we've got the Macmillan Book Club meeting on Tuesday from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. This week, they're going to be looking at Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil. It is a combination of travelogue, true crime, autobiography, and Southern Gothic. It tells the story of John Barrett's experience living in Savannah during a sensational murder trial. The book was an immediate success when first published because it captured people's attention with its drama as well as its exploration into Savannah culture and an unusual array of interesting characters. That's on Tuesday, 10 to 11:30 a.m. That's the book club and the McCourt Room at the Macmillan Library. Also at the Macmillan Library next Tuesday, a blood drive. I did mention that a little bit. It's going to be from 12 to 5 in the all-purpose room. Red Cross will be holding this one. It's open to the public, of course. Adults and teens 16 and over are eligible to donate. Go to their website, redcrossblood.org, to make an appointment. You can also call 1-800-733-2767 to register for an appointment between noon and 5 p.m. You can also drop by to see if there are any openings available. And, of course, we all thank you for the lives you're saving by doing that. Tuesday, wow, busy Tuesday next week on the 6th. Supporting the Facts, Families, Friends of Addiction Coming Together. We'll be at Aspirus Riverview Hospital in the conference room A that's located on the lower level conference center. You access that through the main lobby and the clinic doors. It's every first Tuesday of the month, and it is a community support group for family and friends of those dealing with substance abuse to provide resources, hope, and support through shared experiences with others who have loved ones dealing with substance addictions. For more information, please contact 422-7744. Check out their Facebook page, FACT. And that's, like I said, that is a monthly, first Tuesday of every month. So go and join. Check it out if you have not done so yet. All right, let's take a phone call right now. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Yeah, so you've got about a dozen egg cartons. So if there's anybody that's selling eggs that needs some egg cartons, they can just call 715-323-1526.
323-1526.
Correct.
All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. We've got some egg cartons he's giving away. If you are selling some eggs or collecting eggs, 323-1526 is the number to call. A couple of things more I want to touch on here before we take our final break. So we can wrap up the show today for this Friday. Next Wednesday, September 7th, the drive-thru mobile food pantry will be open. It's hosted by Alliant Energy, Feeding America, Eastern Wisconsin, and our friends at Focus, Feeding Our Communities with United Services, right here in Rapids. It's going to be at the Wisconsin Rapid City Garage, 1411 Chase Street. You enter off Clark Street via 16th or 17th Avenue. Please do not come early. It starts at 10 a.m. and goes till noon. It's open to the public for those in need of food. Do not exit your vehicle at any time. Follow directions of posted signs. Have room in your vehicle's trunk or back seat to accommodate a box of food. Please wait patiently while others are served. Quantities are limited and will be given away on a first-come, first-served basis. Limit one box per vehicle unless picking up on behalf of a homebound individual. Limit two households served maximum per vehicle. This is an annual event. And we do appreciate all of our friends who are participating, especially our friends at Focus. This is 10 to 12, Wednesday the 7th, at the Wisconsin Rapid City Garage, 1411 Chase Street in Rapids. More blood drive information. The Blood Center of North Central Wisconsin is going to be hosting one at the VFW Post, Donald J. Knuth Memorial Hall at 1711 Redden Road in Rapids, our good friends over there. It's going to be on September 9th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Buckley Baldwin VFW Post 2534 and the Blood Center of North Central Wisconsin are teaming up to collect blood to help supply blood at Aspirus Riverview Hospital as well as other hospitals in the region. So another opportunity to donate some blood. This time our friends at the VFW will be doing it on September 9th. One more thing we'll talk about here before we take our final break. You heard him talk about it yesterday or 2 days. Oh, I don't remember anymore. Historic Point Boss is having their harvest fair on Saturday, September 10th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. There'll be some demonstrations there, sauerkraut making, apple cider pressing. Lunch will also be available. You can visit the schoolhouse, the trading post, the Wakely House, the blacksmith shop, three bay shed, the bunkhouse, and the barn. Those will all be open for you to peruse. Adults are $3, children are $1, and members are free. For more information, go to their website, historicpointboss.com. And I got a phone call coming in. I don't know. I'm kind of nervous about this one. It's got a familiar name on it. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hello? Hello? Are you there? Is this Morty? Morty, are you there, Morty?
Saul, I told you not to call me at work, Saul. Come on.
I couldn't resist, brother. I couldn't resist. I had to call in.
One more time, man. One more time.
Just one more time for this over-the-back fence. Had to do it. Again, have a great weekend, everybody.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Maloff. You have a great one, too. I want everyone to think really hard and to get James to just, like, totally relax this weekend. I mean, it's impossible, but we can try. We can try. Good vibes. Do good vibes. Oh, that's going to wrap up news and notes and calendar events for today. Thanks for joining me today, everyone. We're going to go to a break here. When we come back, I've got one last song for the music song of the day for this day in music history. It's a fun one. It's actually somewhat apropos as well. So we'll do that. Plus, I'll have some more programming notes, stuff coming up here this weekend and beyond. So stay tuned to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. Welcome back to Over the Back Fence here for one final time on a weekday, everyone. We are moving to Saturday starting September 10th. The show will not be on the air starting next week at this time, so keep that in mind. Save your calls for September 10th from 11 to 12. Also, but you can keep sending in your mailbag items. Get those to us as much as you can. Quick programming notes here tonight on IRI. You can listen to the Assumption football team taking on Pittsville in Pittsville. Randy and Don will be on the game tonight. Pregame at 6:50. Kickoff starts at 7 o'clock. And then tomorrow on WFHR, 4 p.m., Wisconsin starts their season against Illinois State in Wisconsin. So check that out as well. We're kicking off football for y'all here. On a personal note here, as I wrap up the show, get ready to play a bit of music here to wrap everything up. I just want to say, as a long line of the end of a long line of hosts for the show, now I just remember it's not going away completely, but as a weekday show, I have really been pleased. I've been blessed, and thanks everyone for putting up with me for the time I've been the host of this show. I've really enjoyed talking to all of you. It's been a wonderful experience, and I can't say how much I'm going to miss the show as it is, too. Of course, I also need more time to do other work, so there's a good part to it, too. But you'll probably hear me again, I don't know how much, but you'll probably hear me again on the weekends for Over the Back Fence, so keep that in mind as well. And just remember, it's not going away completely. It will be on the weekends, so I just want to remind everyone of that. This day in music history, 1946, Billy Preston was born, a U.S. singer, keyboard player. He had a lot of hits as a solo artist, and he teamed up with a few people, including one I'd forgotten about, 1978, with Sarita, with You I'm Born Again. And he also, during the 60s, he was a backing musician for such great artists as Little Richard, Sam Cooke, and Ray Charles. Preston died in 2006. We're going to put, I'm going to play today as kind of an homage to not only Rock History 101, but also Fab Four Fridays. Let's play a Beatles song to go out here. I'm really excited about it. We're going to play a song, the only song that was credited in their later iteration, the core Beatles era, that had a person that was credited on one of their records. Billy Preston is on the record for this classic by Paul McCartney. Here's Get Back. Have a great weekend, everybody.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.